Blog Talk Radio.
Information, tell you where to go, who to call, and how to get there. This is the Russell Price Morning Show. The number here is 347-637-1577. Give us a call. Talk about your business. We're going to have a special guest on today. She's going to be talking about what she do. It's copycat copiers. They copy, make copies of anything that you need. They also print, and printing is a dying breed because people don't print anymore. So it's very, very important to listen to what she has to say. Also, we're going to tell you about some information on how to make money on the internet. This is Russell Price Jr. I'm the hardest working man in marketing. They call me the grinder, and I will make sure that you get stuff to you that you need. We put people in seats, and we drive people to your website. This is the Russell Price Morning Show. We'll be right back. Welcome back. The upcoming event will be the event of a lifetime. It's the world's largest networking event. It's going to be October 17th at the Bistro in Beltsville, 11101 Beltsville, Baltimore Avenue, Old Line Bistro and Liquors. And we're going to have an event that's spectacular. So don't miss out on this event. We're going to have live entertainment. We're going to have Bo and Captain Fly from the Intruders. We're going to have Cosmo De Facto. He'll be doing the musician and also the music. We're also going to be celebrating birthdays. We're going to be celebrating Raymond Hawkins' birthday, Crystal Hughes' birthday, and also an excellent singer, Marcia. Marcia will be there, and she will be singing Marcia Funk Royal. She will be singing her songs, and we'll also be celebrating her birthday. On top of that, we're having a fashion show, an awesome fashion show by Dorcas. She's going to be doing the fashions, and you can shop all night, Black Friday before Black Friday, and you can promote your business. It's absolutely free. Bring your business cards. Tell everybody. Make sure they come out to promote their business. Business is hard now. It's harder if you don't have the information and you don't have what they need to promote your business. Also, we're having it inside of the Bistro Liquor Store, Old Line. It's brand new, $2 million worth of spirits for the holidays. You can shop, get all your stuff for Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's. But here is the kicker. Here is the kicker. It's something that's totally unusual. You will be able to go into Old Line Liquors and buy any bottle of wine you want, take it into the Bistro restaurant, and have it corked for $10. Yes, you heard it right. Have it corked for $10. Sit down, enjoy yourself, and network, and enjoy the festivities of Be There Magazine After Dark Networking Oktoberfest. Give us a call here, 347-637-1577. This is the Russell Price Morning Show. Marketing on the internet. Marketing on the internet is what you need to be doing. If you don't understand internet marketing, then you're really doing yourself an injustice. There's five things you need to have to make money on the internet. Money, 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 money Welcome back, welcome back. Five things you need to make money on the internet. Internet marketing. No longer can you say, I don't do the internet. I'm not about the internet. When I started my business, I used to go everywhere and gather up names because I wanted to put people on what they call a mailing list. So I would go to various locations, restaurants, night spots, anywhere I went to talk to people, I would say, give me your name and your number and your address so I can put you on my mailing list. Then I would go back and put them in the computer and have labels printed up and envelopes and then go to the post office and get a bulk mailing list so I can have a bulk mailing rate, and I sent out thousands of letters to people. That no longer is the case. I started maybe 10 years ago, I started asking people for their email address. Once I said that, some people say, I don't have one. I talked to an individual in 2013, and they're allegedly supposed to be in business and don't have an email address. I keep walking. They are totally in the dark. But now it's one step above. If you aren't on Facebook, if you don't tweet, are you really in business? Are you really in business? Social media, internet marketing is where it's at now. People are no longer just looking at emails. You can instantly get somebody information. I just met an individual at this coffee shop this morning. She says she does organic gold. I talked to her. I says, what's your name? She gave me her name. Are you on Facebook? Yes. What's your phone number? She gave me her phone number. Can I text you on this number? Yes. Immediately, I got information to her before I left the coffee shop. It was in her phone. It's just like that. Texting is the new email. Email still exists, but texting is the new email. Text marketing is where it's at. Facebook, Twitter. Food trucks. Food trucks came to Washington, D.C., and nobody saw the food trucks coming because the food trucks understood tweeting. They understood Twitter. So the major restaurants, all downtown, five-star restaurants, chefs, they pay $200,000 a year, white tablecloths, linen, waiters, everything top-notch. They said, what is this truck going to do? Here comes a truck parking across the street from them. They looked at him like, what is that? Something from out of space? All of a sudden, within a half a minute or 2 minutes, now there's a line outside of the food truck. Because once the food truck parked, they Twitter where they were at, and now the line is off the chain, and the people are buying food from the food truck. So my time to take them to buy the food from the food truck, the restaurant has to sit you down, has to get a waiter to come over to you, has to give you the meal and the menu, then come back and take the order, then come back. It's too much. The food truck is making more than the restaurant with brick and mortar because it understands Twitter. It understands that you have to tell me where you're going to be at. It's the ice cream booth. You cannot go to a food truck unless somebody is actually there. Five things you need to make money on the internet. Number one, you need a website. A website. And all the things I'm about to give you is absolutely free. Information is power. Number one, a website. Number two, you have to have is a PayPal account. PayPal. PayPal is just what it is. It's a pal that pays you. It's somebody that puts money in your account every day. It's your pal. That's why it's called PayPal, because it's your pal. Now, if you don't have a PayPal account, you're doing yourself an injustice. Next thing you have to have is a blog. A blog. Why would you not have a blog? A blog is the new way of getting, they call, income every day, because people want to read about what you do. If you understand the blog, there's a guy named Perez Hilton. He started a blog talking about Paris Hilton. He changed his name to Perez Hilton, started talking about Paris Hilton when she was acting a monkey fool. Everybody started reading the blog thinking it was Paris Hilton. Then they found it was Perez Hilton. When he got a million people reading his blog, they started giving him money, and now he's a viable source in Hollywood. His blog is dictating what people do in Hollywood. He can make or break you. These people have, some people have on their Twitter account, 2-3 million people. You got 2 or 3 million people following you on Twitter. You make decisions. So you have to have a blog. Next thing you have to have is an Amazon account. Let's go over these things. Why do you need a website? A website gives you presence, tells you who you are, what you do, and how to get in touch with you. Website, web presence. PayPal. PayPal gives you access to your money. That means people can get money to you instantly. No more is it send check in the mail. No more is it, where's the invoice? It's all done by PayPal. You can use PayPal for everything. You can either send your kids money. People can send you money. You can request money. Merchant account is dead. You don't need a merchant account because you got PayPal. Invoice. You can invoice somebody immediately. I sell books. I'm a writer, a publisher. I used to sell books, sell books. I had the book in front of me. Person come up and say, I want to buy your book, but I don't have any cash right now. All the things I have is a credit card. You can take that credit card and immediately send them an invoice. They can pay it online. Well, you can do one step further. You can say to that person, take the book. Give me your name and your email address and your phone number, and I'm going to send you the bill. They got the book. You made a sale. They got to pay the invoice. If they don't pay the invoice, now they got a record of it. You can mess their credit up, all kind of stuff. So they're going to pay. PayPal is just that powerful. Every morning you wake up, you should have a minimum of $300 in your PayPal account. That should be the goal. $300 a day, every day you wake up is $109,000 a year. The Koreans do that selling chicken wings. They go out and buy a case of chicken wings, 250 chicken wings in a case. Cost them $22.50 for the case. They sell you 3 chicken wings for $3.99. By the time you buy, if 100 person comes in and buys the chicken wings, that's $300 a day in chicken wings. 7-Eleven understands the $300 a day rule. They sell coffee. Anything in the 7-Eleven logo is the money maker. When you go into the 7-Eleven, you buy a cup of coffee for $1.20. There is no dollar coffee. There is no 50-cent coffee. It's $1.20. It costs them maybe 10 cents to make that cup of coffee. But if you sell 300 cups of coffee a day, that's $300 a day. 7-Eleven sells anywhere from 500 to 2,000 cups of coffee a day. If it's a good 7-Eleven, good location. Starbucks does that standing on their head, and that one cup of coffee costs $3. So if they just have 100 person buy one cup of coffee at a Starbucks, that's $300 a day. $300 a day, every day you wake up is $109,000 a year, six-finger income. No way. When I had my boutique, I used to sell dresses. If people didn't come in my shop, I would go to the Giant and tag them in. I would say, hey, you got to buy some pantyhose or something. At the end of the day, when you Z out your cash register, it should be $300 in your cash register. You shouldn't have a day where you have $50 in sales. You're doing something wrong. Vending is dead. If you're vending, you should not be sticking in front of a table watching somebody or with somebody come out of a convention. Why get your card, pack up all your stuff, put it inside of your van and take it all the way down to North Carolina to the Baptist convention. And when you get there, they're Baptist. You know, they got the ticket sold. It's a big Baptist convention, all right. You're sitting there with a table you paid $300 for, waiting for them to come at the convention. The pastor is inside doing what he was supposed to do. First off, you got them all to come down there. Secondly, he's in there pastoring, preaching, right up and down the aisle, and then he's passing the plate. By the time they finish passing the plate, he's got his money. Now you come out of the Baptist convention, and here you are sitting there with other vendors, and they walking all by, all spiritual out, all hyped up. They may buy something, but they may not buy something. You should not be sitting there just doing nothing for 2 hours waiting to come out. You should be taking your iPhone, taking pictures of merchandise, putting it on Facebook, putting it on Twitter, saying, I'm at the Baptist convention. If you live in this area, you may not be a Baptist, but I'm at the convention. Come down here and buy a dress. You don't have to pay nothing because you're not going into the convention. I'm outside of the convention. I'm sitting in the hallway. Come see me. Tweet me. You got to do this thing, man. You cannot sit there. And when you're in a town where people are, there's 5 billion people on Facebook. Why not put your thing on Facebook while you're sitting there as a vendor saying, I'm sitting here. Where am I? I'm at this three rule like the trucks do. When the trucks pull up, they say, I'm here. I don't care where you are. It's about what, that's what you tweet. I'm here. Facebook, where I'm. Your iPhone now can put the location where you're at. Everybody knows where you're at. I'll be here for the next 30 minutes. Come see me. I got dresses on sale. I've got packs on sale. You can come see. You can try stuff on. I'm going to do a minute auction at 2 o'clock. Anything to get people to come. And then when they come out, you can talk to people and say, hey, look, this dress is on sale. If you buy before you go back off a break, it ain't going to be the same price if you go off a break. If you want to buy it now, this is the break price. But if you go back in after break, come back, I'm at a different price. But I can sell to you now before you go off the break. So this is what it's about. We'll be right back.
Forrest English is the number one marketing guru in the world.
not the city, not the country, the world. This man has been marketing, and he understands marketing. We're pulling up on a location where the cars are all, it's hard to find a parking space. Now, why do some businesses do good and some businesses don't do good? This is unbelievable. What is this man doing that others men or other businesses aren't doing? We are driving around and cannot find a parking space. This is a pancake house. It shows that if you do things right and you got a good product and you got good food, people will come. If you build it, they will come. This is Russell Price Jr. You're listening to the Russell Price Morning Show. See you tomorrow morning.
Very good, man. Yeah, I'm going to have to do that with you.
Yeah, just call in.
Yeah, yeah.
He paid for it. Hey, didn't even call it. I'm glad she didn't come out. I was not even done in this morning. Look at this, Ross. This
now,
is crazy.
Russell, I'm over here 2-3 times a month.
I had no idea.
Russell, this guy.
Man, I think I'll take the bus over here in the morning.
Russ, let me tell you something. I'm over here 2-3 times a month.
This park business.
Look at that guy.
Damn it. Did he get it?
Yeah, he got it.
Damn. Damn. We were here. Well, I guess he was there first. What's this right here? Well, that's somebody there.
Yeah. Russell, let me tell you what. Saturday mornings. You think this is something?
I had no idea this place was doing this good, man.
Oh, it's like that, Russell. I didn't come in here for about 4 or 5 years. And the spot.
This is a two.
I got a call job, man. Something is wrong.
Yeah. I'm gonna be on the end of that.
This place gotta be doing $1 million a year, brother.
And Russell, guess what? They had all those Hispanic waiters. And they can sell you toilet paper.
Mm-hmm.